We're continuing our series on the Beatitudes by looking at Matthew 5, verse 5 today. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. I wonder what springs to your mind when we use the word meek. Meekness is not a word that sits well with us today. It conjures up images of weakness, submissiveness, lacking in courage. Does Jesus want us to be doormats so people can tread all over us? How should we react when we are oppressed or bullied or taken advantage of? The world encourages us that to be successful, we need to stand up for ourselves, to look out for number one, and if necessary, to be selfish, arrogant, loud, or obnoxious. So what did Jesus mean when he says, blessed or happy are those who are meek? It's clear, I think, that the meaning of the word meek has changed over the years. To get a proper sense of what Jesus meant, we need to look at other places in the Bible where the word is used. Let's start with the Old Testament. These words of Jesus echo those found in Psalm 37. Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil. For those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity. Meekness is associated with those who are oppressed or afflicted in some way, those who cannot help or defend themselves. They see evildoers around them being successful, sometimes at their expense, and this makes them angry. This psalm encourages them to turn to God, to trust in him, and not to act angrily. At the end of the day, God will destroy the evildoers and will give those who are oppressed the desires of their heart. In the end, the wicked will be no more, and the meek will be vindicated and live in peace and prosperity. In Numbers 12, Moses was described as the meekest man on earth. Now, Moses was a strong leader and was certainly no pushover, and yet he is described as being meek, the meekest man on earth. In the New Testament, meekness is sometimes translated as gentleness or used in conjunction with gentleness. Meekness is the internal attitude, and gentleness is the external action. Jesus described himself as being meek when he said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle or meek and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Meekness, translated as gentleness, is also listed as one of the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5. So what did Jesus mean when he says, blessed are the meek? We see from various scriptures that meekness is not a sign of weakness, but an attitude of trust in God and not in oneself to take action or revenge on evil around us. If you like, meekness is the opposite of self-assertiveness and self-interest. This attitude is given to us by the God Spirit and gives us power under God's control. Just as a powerful horse is tamed and responds to the control of its rider, the horse has not lost its power and strength, but only uses it when its rider instructs it to. Jesus exhibited this perfectly in his life on earth, gentle in many ways, but not afraid to confront the religious leaders or overturn the tables in the temple to defend God's honor, but then being silent when falsely accused at his trial, knowing that what was going to happen to him was part of God's bigger plan. By saying, "Blessed are the meek," Jesus is calling us to be people who trust completely in God, whatever circumstances we are in, and who act under God's power and direction whenever God's Holy Spirit directs us and empowers us to do. Why? Because at the end of the day, those who are meek and trust in God will inherit all of God's promises, and the wicked will be no more. The ultimate act of meekness and humility was shown by Jesus, as described in Philippians 2. Jesus, who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross.